Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
The quarterback carousel never stops spinning. NFL.com reports that a staggering 66 quarterbacks took snaps for various teams throughout the 2023 season. In 2022, 68 quarterbacks started games. Teams are always searching for the right QB to lead them to victory. However, away from the gridiron, you're faced with a different set of challenges that demand your attention. Questions that probe the depths of personal care and grooming. Do I need a refresh? Are my undergarments comfortable? And the age-old mystery, why doesn't my uncle use deodorant? If these are questions that resonate with you, it's clear that a visit to Manscaped is overdue. Don't let grooming uncertainties sideline you. Manscaped offers the ultimate game plan for tackling those personal care dilemmas head on, ensuring you're always in top form with no room for hesitation. It's time to elevate your grooming game. Don't let things get out of control. Manscaped is here to help you clean up beautifully. Head straight to Manscaped. Let them handle all your grooming needs, ensuring you're always on the winning side of personal care. With Manscaped, your grooming decisions are clear-cut as they get. Promo code DUDES20 for 20% off your whole entire order. What is up, my dudes? Today's episode, we are going to preview all the free agent and where we would all the free agents and where we would like them to land. Before we go into that, let's huddle up with my dudes, guys. And today joining me is Phil, Jordan, and Seth. Guys, how we doing? Phil, you hanging in there, buddy?
Yeah, do you want to catch your breath after that ad read? I feel like you didn't breathe through your nose that entire thing.
Well, I was trying not to breathe into the mic.
I can't imagine your breath after you run a mile. Like, it's just like, it's probably so labored.
At least he runs them instead of walks them.
So that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I was trying to break Phil's record today of his walking mile. And when I was halfway through it, Phil stopped me to talk to me. And, you know, I'm not the type that's going to like start walking backwards, bragging that I'm, you know, walking a 12-minute mile. And it's not even true.
It is true.
So Phil's like, Trent, stop, talk to me. It's like, fine. You know, like we all have those people in our life that like when you see them, you want to walk the opposite way. Cause you know, there goes 10 minutes of my life. Yeah. That happened to me on my walk today with my family.
Well, Trent walked by my house, walked by my window. I don't know if he blew a kiss or waved or what he did exactly, but I was like, you know what? I just got to say hi to this guy. He's looking lonely and sad. So I just said hi, you know, amped him up, gave him a little bit of juice. It looked like he was falling behind and he has young children who were walking ahead of him. So, and it didn't look like he was just making sure everyone was okay. It looked like he was just falling behind, but I just wanted to give him some encouraging words and kind of scoot him on his way, which I think I did a good job at. I will say, Seth, the nacho cheese debate, I have had so many people come up to me and be like, you're 100% accurate, or I've never tried it, but I'd be willing to try it. And so I just want to hear from the other people. Like I've heard, and that's not true, I guess. That's probably like 90% people said what I just referred to. And then about other 10% said like, I've never tried it and I probably wouldn't. I think most people are down with the bacon wrapped nacho cheese dog. Have you got any feedback, Seth?
First of all, bacon wrapped, that came out of left field. That was
no, they were bacon wrapped. They were bacon wrapped.
Okay, so that's even stupider that you put nacho cheese on bacon. Stupid. Who would put nacho cheese on bacon?
So many people said they would.
No.
So many people said they would.
No. Nope. You said so many people came to my face and said it to me. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt even one person said that.
Oh no. Someone talked to me today.
Who?
He actually came on this podcast. His name is Daniel Baker. He was a co-host on this podcast for one episode. He was like, dude, I would totally do it. Did we also receive texts between the weeks that we talked about it where people are like 100% all in, I would definitely do it.
Yeah, we got a group text called The Huddle with a fellow listener named Aaron. And he like just like, I think he was drooling from his mouth when he was texting how much he wanted nacho cheese on a glizzy. Like he got a little too into detail about it. But yeah, Phil definitely isn't the only one, which kind of
Your absence from reality, Seth, is actually believable.
Let me just say this. There's so many people in this world.
But your absence from reality is like, I think people are like wondering, like, does this guy, like, has he read a book in his life? Like, is he able to? Is has he read a newspaper? Like, can he walk backwards and chew gum? I think people are asking a lot of those questions. And I think, you know, while you may have good NFL or fantasy football takes, I think your food takes are just, they're askew, right? They're a little off, is all I was saying.
Phil, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You do marketing for a profession, right? Like, you're a marketing guy.
Yes.
You know, when you do like you want to find out where your target market is, you got to do like market research, right?
For sure.
And you're doing a market research for something. Would you consider a sample of two a good sample?
No. So the sample size is much larger than that. Trent, you have to back me up that like there was more than one person that reached out to us personally and said that they would absolutely do it.
More than one, dude. That means two. It's
more than one. Two.
No, three, at least three people in the last week. And then people on Twitter.
Three's better
people,
than two?
People on Twitter are also saying that. Like, no. And then also there's three people actually that I've talked to in person. There are there are multiple people on Twitter also saying that they're 100% that they would be okay with it.
Trent, we need a Twitter poll.
We did.
It was 50-50.
Oh, I didn't see that Twitter poll. How many people voted? Yeah.
I can't remember. It was in the hundreds. So,
oh, wow.
So Phil, actually, we did have someone comment on YouTube last week. It was the guy's name is Nicholas Perez. We might know him. But said, I love nacho cheese on my hot dog or something. So, guys, if you like that stuff, go over to YouTube. Leave us a comment if you are team nacho on your glizzy.
Okay, let me just say this real quick. I got to throw this out here. There's 7 billion people on this planet, okay? And if 5%, okay, which is a severe, severe minority of people, if... Yep. So let's say Phil asks 100 people if they put nacho cheese in their bacon wrapped hot dog.
You're doing
five out of 100 people.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do this.
Okay, so that means there's 350 million people possible out there that would say they'd put a nacho cheese on their hot dog. Okay, I'm just saying if you're in part of that 5%, I'm sorry, your genetics or the way your brain works is disgusting. Okay. Don't put nacho cheese on a hot dog. Put
bacon wrapped cheese. Bacon wrapped.
Normal human being. Just put ketchup. Or put mustard, or put relish, or put bacon, but don't dip it in nacho cheese.
No, there's no dipping. You got to put it on top. I think that's the thing you're missing.
I think this dipping would be better.
No, I think you would dip it, Phil. You're a dipper kind of guy.
I think it's an age thing.
Definitely on top. Go ahead, Jordan.
In there like that.
Seth doesn't skinny dip. He chunky dunks.
Okay, go ahead, Jordan.
Ask Seth. Ask your baseball guys on your baseball team if they would eat. Because I think it's an age thing, honestly. I think it's like an old man thing, like a dad thing. Like, oh, I got a hot dog. It's like something my dad would do. Just put whatever's on the hot dog. Whatever you see on there, you put some condiments on. Like
cheese, though. Like, I respected, I know, shredded cheese, but nacho cheese? Dude, no.
Ask your baseball guys. I bet zero high schoolers would do it. I think it's an age thing. It's a dad thing.
You might
thing.
Be surprised. Like America's fat, Jordan. Like, there's a lot of people who do this. Like, I'm kind of regretting I didn't try it.
Yeah, I think you would be surprised about how many people.
That makes me sick to my stomach that Trent, you're like regretting you something this disgusting.
Trent, you put ketchup on your burritos, so I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, yeah, honestly, why am I surprised?
No, I do it on tacos. I don't do it on burritos.
You
usually.
Know what, Trent? I don't do that. But you know, I also don't. I don't understand the hate. You know, and just me being in the limelight for doing something that's completely normal. It now normalizes your ketchup take. It's 2024. Put ketchup on Mexican food. Put nacho cheese on a hot dog, and just live life, people. That's at the end of the day what I'm saying.
These guys are so judgmental.
There's a major judgmental thing I think here where it's just like, you know, I just
your
I don't
mom
know they can wake
you.
Up. I don't know how
your
they can mom, wake up and look themselves in the mirror and think, you know what? You can't put nacho cheese on a hot dog, or you can't dip a burrito in ketchup. If you have such a problem with that in life, I think there are other internal things that you should probably examine. But that's just me.
This is the kind of guy that says live life, but he still has training wheels on his bike when I see him ride around town. So I don't know. So live your life, guys. Okay. Don't judge.
I'm totally listen. I'm totally good with that. I will I didn't make fun of the guy that Trent made fun of that was rollerblading throughout town. You know, I think his name was Seth, but I didn't make fun of him. You know, like, I think that that's just something you don't do. If they're happy, just let them rollerblade. What are you saying though, Jordan?
I think your mom might disown you after you just said it's okay to put ketchup on Mexican food.
Yes, you're right. I probably, yeah.
I'll edit that out. Trent, can we edit that out, please?
I don't agree with ketchup on Mexican food.
So we have been talking about this. We have been talking about this for a while, but guys, please leave comments on YouTube at TFF Dudes. It really helps us out, guys. We probably should break this huddle here pretty quick. I don't know, Jordan, you doing okay? You know, I want to make sure I check on everybody. Quick update. We will not have a pod next week. We're going to be taking that one off. Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
All right. That's good. Phil?
I'm living life. Yeah, I'm just living life, you know, doing good, living in the fast lane, nacho cheese on the bacon wrap, and just partying it up, you know. This is what I would say. You guys are making it sound like I'm dipping donut holes in ranch. That's the way that you guys are responding. I cannot get over this.
I think I'd rather dip donut holes in ranch.
Oh my goodness. I'm also not taking any food advice from you. You will gobble up, you know, warmed up cookies by the dozens with whipped cream on top. So I'm not taking
a can.
Yeah. You're whipped creaming dozens of cookies as a midnight snack. We'll get off the pod, you'll throw some in the microwave and whip cream those bad dogs and have a little
bit. I did not say that I would eat donut holes with ranch. I said I'd probably would rather eat donut holes with ranch than hot dogs nacho cheese.
Seth, this is the side you're on, just so you know. Like, this is the side that you are on.
He could be way over here and I'd all be like right here.
You guys live in the same universe.
No. You guys are related, and I can tell.
And they look like each other.
I hate being the mediator of this whole argument. It's really exhausting.
When Trent's the mediator, there's a problem.
Yeah. Guys, today's episode, we are going to talk some NFL news. We are going to do some free agent preview and maybe make some predictions. And then we'll wrap the show up with Divas. So thanks for, you know, sticking around this long, guys. We really do appreciate it. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Really helps us out. And if my promos are too long, guys, let me know. Like, I feel bad. Phil made me all self-conscious that I was talking too long. But let's jump into some NFL news here, guys. Russell Wilson, you know, yep. I think his Vegas odds last I checked were him landing at the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had a little fight about that in the group text. Phil said Super Bowl champs if he goes to Pittsburgh. I also, you know, while we're at it, Justin Fields, I wouldn't mind him going to Pittsburgh. I'd like that one too. Is there any new rumors on Russ, you know, like Pittsburgh? Phil, what would you think if Russell Wilson is a Pittsburgh Steeler? Just give us your, you know, unedited, you know, emotions and feelings.
So get this. It opened at plus 1400. It is currently sitting at a minus 110 that Russ could be cooking in Pittsburgh. Did you see that, Jordan? Am I off there? I think that's right. This article was written. Actually, it was written 2 days ago, excuse me. So this article was written 2 days ago, but it was started at a plus 1400, is currently at a minus 110. These are betting odds with DraftKings Sportsbook. I think he goes there. I mean, dude, the Steelers were a game away from making it to the playoffs.
I know they made playoffs. They lost to the Buffs. They lost to the Buffalo Bills.
You're right. They made the playoffs last year. I don't think that the Russell Wilson trade would hurt their chances of being in their playoffs. And if anything, I actually think that help them and they could go a little bit farther in the playoffs. Are they actually a Super Bowl team? Jordan, are you willing to take a hot chip challenge right now today that they make it if they have Russell Wilson? I'm kind of putting you on the spot a little bit. Do you want to take that?
I mean. Are you asking if
Russell Wilson is on the Steelers and they make it to the Super Bowl, will you do a hot chip challenge?
If they win the Super Bowl, I will.
No. See, that's the thing. I think you think there is a chance with Russell Wilson that they can make it to the Super Bowl. I think that
there is no ways There's no way they're making the Super Bowl.
No, no, no. How do where does Russell Wilson thrive, Jordan? What is the type of team that Russell Wilson thrives with?
I don't know.
No a really team? Strong running back in a tough defense. You know what I'm saying? Like he needs a band around him. Like he can't be the only guy.
I mean,
do you disagree with that? Yes.
I mean, I don't really think Russell Wilson's any good. So
I don't know,
Seth, what's your take on Russell Wilson going to the Steelers? I know you're a Hawks fan.
Both are bad. Both are bad. He won't make a difference.
You think he's an upgrade from Kenny Pickett, though? Like, don't you think Pickens has a better year if he has Russell Wilson?
Maybe for deep bulks, right? I mean, Courtland Sutton had a decent year with Russell Wilson, so maybe, yeah. But also, like, did Courtland Sutton really have like that good of a year? I don't know. You're not that excited. That's my opinion. I don't know. Steelers were a boring team. I think Broncos were a boring team. Just same thing again.
I think it's a slight upgrade, maybe. I think you have a better deep ball. The only thing I'm worried about with the Steelers is that, like, if Bowers ends up falling to Pittsburgh and they end up drafting him, like, that'd be the worst case scenario, I feel like, in my opinion. But I'm not sure if he's going to fall that far because the Steelers have the 20th pick in the draft. If you guys check the show notes, I have the first 21 picks of the draft. I also have a link that can take you to the draft order right there and team needs to help you guys out there. Next on the list,
I don't mean to talk about Russ Wilson too much, but like, I don't know. I think it's all upside for both of them.
Upside, you think?
Yeah, I don't think there's any negative. If Russ goes there, it's a positive for him. If Russ goes there, it's a positive for the Steelers.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. What do you guys think about Justin Fields unfollowing the Bears? You know, he came out and said some stuff today. He also said he thinks LeBron is better than Michael Jordan, which makes me think he's for sure leaving. He said he unfollowed the Bears. He got tired of seeing all the stuff about him getting traded and who the quarterback's going to be. And he said you can unfollow a girl and still like him or something like that, right?
No, he said he wants to play for the Bears.
Yeah, he does. Sorry, I might have worded that wrong. I know he still wants to play there, but he did unfollow him. It's probably the right way to say it.
I think he just said he's tired of all the rumors.
Yeah, and seeing it take up his feed, you know, all the stuff about him. Dak Prescott, they said, is looking at maybe getting a $60 million contract. I don't know if that's a year or what it is, but something like he's maybe reset the market again. Like I've said before, I'm not thrilled about that. I wish he would take a little bit of a pay cut there, but I don't know who we can get better, unfortunately.
Why is Dak the one who sets the market? That makes no sense to me.
I don't know why it is. It just seems like whoever the latest quarterback is sets the market. Like, what did Daniel Jones get last year? Remember, it was crazy. Like, they overpaid Daniel Jones big. Like, you almost need to pay these guys a year earlier and, you know, kind of hope that maybe they play pretty good. Yeah. You know, so like Daniel Jones, I don't think the Giants are happy about that deal unless he just has a way better season this year or whatever. I know he was hurt, but you know, they had a decent year with Danny DeVito, you know, like at quarterback. What, Jordan?
Dak's going to make $60 million this year.
Yeah.
That's his cap hit. It's crazy that, like, Deshaun Watson is a top-paid quarterback next season. Then Dak, then Mahomes, then Kyler Murray, Matt Stafford, Daniel Jones, Josh Allen, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow makes half as much money as Deshaun Watson.
So, Jordan, how many of those guys made the playoffs this year out of that list you just said? Dak made the playoffs. Who else? Matt Stafford.
Mahomes.
Who else is on there?
Dak, Lee Watson. Mahomes,
Stafford, Josh Allen.
Technically Watson.
And Lamar. No, he did not make the playoffs.
His team didn't make the playoffs. That's hard to argue with. But yeah, I don't. So, how many on that list didn't make the playoffs? Kyler Murray and who 10? else?
top 10. Yeah. Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson.
It's about 50-50, you'd say. Is that exactly what
it
was?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, yeah, Dak, is Dak on his contract year, or does he have one more year?
Let me see if I can pull up his contract here. So, Dak, he has, he's a free agent in 2025. So, I think he has player options, it looks like.
Okay.
I can't find exact. Let me look. Okay, so 25, 26 are all void years for cap purposes. So they can void the contract. Basically, this is last year on the contract.
Okay, then he's so contract year. Maybe he does something even a little bit more. That's all I kind of have for our news and notes. I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to talk about before we get into some free agency preview and predictions. Anything else you guys want to touch on here real quick?
I think the Bears, I kind of have not showed Justin Fields a lot of love, but the way that the players are coming out for him kind of makes me believe that there's something else going on there. And it almost seems like if they did get rid of him, it seems like it's a big mistake. Like maybe just go after some weapons this offseason.
Yeah. Well, looking at it, they have pick. They have the first pick. And do they have another pick? And they have the ninth pick. So they got, you know, there's a lot of. If you keep him at quarterback, yeah, Bears have 1-9. So if you keep him, you have a lot of, you know, you can get some really serious firepower with the 1 and the 9 pick. But it's just, you know, what, Jordan?
I have no idea what they're going to do. I don't think they know what they're going to do, which is the crazy part. Like they could go either way. It's a tough decision because it's probably the most important decision those guys will ever make in their entire lives. From a career standpoint, right? Like, it is going to make or break their career what they decide to do here. Because if they keep Justin Fields and it doesn't work out and he's not good and Caleb Williams turns into the next Patrick Mahomes, like, they will never live that down. But on the flip side, if you decide to make that trade and you draft Caleb Williams and he doesn't do what, and he's not the guy, and Justin Fields goes to wherever he goes and balls out, like, you're never going to live that down either. So, like, they're kind of they have to make the right choice.
But isn't the odds in their favor in terms of getting a good crew around him? Like, if you think about the odds of choosing the quarterback that's going to really stand out, if you look at today's NFL and all the tough quarterback play we saw in 2023 into 2024, you almost would feel better about being like, we know what we have. Let's get a good, good group around him. Does that make sense, Jordan?
Like, yes, but Caleb, and I think in like this past year's draft class, I think it would have made a little bit more. Like, dude, Caleb Williams is good. I think that's the thing is that like he's being evaluated as like a generational quarterback. You know, like even more generational than like Trevor Lawrence was considered. So it's hard when it's like pretty much everyone's consensus that Caleb Williams is a sure thing. It doesn't mean he. He won't bust, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that like Drake May a lot too. And, you know, we are going to get more into the combine, more into the rookies, you know, in our next pod in 2 weeks. But like, what I'm saying is like, man, but you have Caleb Williams and you get like Marvin Harrison, number one overall, or, you know, there's that other receiver from LSU that guys are starting to get really high on, you know, higher Malik than Neighbors. Marvin Harrison. Yeah, they're getting high on Neighbors. And it's like, hey, you give Fields one more chance. Maybe you get another guy next year. I made a prediction on Twitter, and it got a lot of juice, was whatever the Bears do is probably the wrong thing. Whether they draft May or they draft Williams, it's probably the wrong thing. Like, I just have a feeling the Bears are kind of just known for screwing up the quarterback position. Like, last time they were in this opportunity, they took Mitchell Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes. You know, like, I just think it's one of those things that they're just kind of a franchise that they botch the quarterback position. Like, Jay Cutler is statistically the best quarterback they've ever had, and it's like not even close. Like, in what was he there 3 years or something? Like, it's pretty weird. And then you look at it and like, I don't know, that's some serious firepower right there, that number one pick. Maybe they trade back with Washington. I think Washington really wants Caleb Williams, And just talking about Justin Fields, like places he could go, I would love it if he went to the Atlanta Falcons, and there's rumors that the Raiders might trade for him. Like, I think that'd be a good spot too, you know, with Devontae Adams and stuff, like Justin Fields there in Las Vegas. But I don't know. I'm kind of asking, like, where do you guys think Fields ends up? Like, I know it's a weird question and there's a lot of possibilities.
I don't know. I think the better question is, do we think Fields is on the Bears next year? And I don't know if it matters where he ends up. It's more like, is he even on the Bears? And I don't know, Trent. Like, I think it's a hard decision. I don't know what I would do if I was a GM. Like, it's tough. It's a really hard decision.
I felt like when healthy, Fields took steps forward. He progressed this year. You know, with DJ Moore.
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is that can you live with yourself not drafting Caleb Williams?
Yeah. My argument is DJ Moore, Marvin Harrison on the same field. Like, is that better, or is it better to get a Caleb Williams?
I think they might. I've heard like the Washington could be like a second round pick and Terry McLaurin to move up one spot.
Okay, and that wouldn't be bad either.
I don't know.
Had McLaurin and they still might be able to get a decent amount out of Fields too. Seth, what are you thinking about Justin Fields?
I think Jordan made the best point. Like, can you pass up on Caleb Williams? Like, I don't know. Like, man, I do get what Trent's saying too. Having two good like receivers on the field, that really helps. Man, I guess it's like really, I mean, people say generational talent, you know, but I mean, you really don't know until he's out there. But I mean, you don't know unless you take a shot. I mean, I think if I'm the Bears, I think I'm letting Fields go and I'm taking Caleb Williams. But and I think you can be able to get a decent trade for like Fields and get some stuff out of him for it. So I think that's what I would do. But, you know, I don't control the Bears.
Maybe yeah, I'm a boomer. What, Jordan?
I think I also agree with Seth. I think you trade Fields. I think you draft Caleb Williams, you trade Fields.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the boomer. I am not a Caleb Williams. It's Caleb Williams fan. Like, I can't get behind a quarterback that paints his nails and cries with his mom in the stands. You know, maybe that's wrong of me, but like, I can't get behind it. I'm sorry. Maybe he's really good.
That has nothing to do with being good at football, Trent.
But it has to deal with, you know, being a diva, with being a prima donna, like painting your nails.
You also think Mahomes is a diva, and the guy just wins Super Bowls every year. So like,
Mahomes. I don't know. Jackson Mahomes might paint his nails. I don't think Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah, but you also say Patrick Mahomes is a diva.
I do, but like, I just think Caleb Williams has, you know, like, he's been at Oklahoma, and then like, let's name, you know, Lincoln Riley quarterbacks that have been really successful in the NFL. Like, Kyler Murray's been fair at times. He's getting paid a lot
of
money.
Baker's
had a good, year, but have either of those guys lived up to the hype of what they were supposed to be?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, where's the, like, Lincoln? Like, they're all okay. Like, none of them are like what you thought they were going to be.
But I mean, I think Kyler Murray is what we thought he was going to be. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is what we thought he could be. Like, I don't know.
The Caleb Williams and Baker Mayfield stats in college are pretty comparable. Baker actually edged him out a little bit. If, let's just say, you're the Bears and you get Baker his rookie year coming in and you drafted Baker, are you happy with that?
They're not the same prospect, for what it's worth, but
similar stats. But let's just say
anything.
Okay. Well, so then use someone else that you would say that would be similar to between. Like, you say that's not similar. Like, choose someone who is similar and say, like, would you be happy?
Well,
with that?
Trent was talking about Lincoln Riley quarterbacks, though. I just don't think like.
Isn't Baker a Lincoln Riley
quarterback? No, I understand that, but like, my point is that like, Caleb Williams and Baker Mayfield are two completely different type of prospects.
But what I'm saying is choose a guy who you think would be similar. Would you be happy with him in his rookie year? Obviously, they're gonna bring him on to like obviously be with them long term. But like I think they thought the same thing with Justin Fields. I think we're all agreeing that it's just a tough line. All I'm saying is I don't know if you're happy going into drafting a quarterback that could just be the same exact as all these other Lincoln Riley quarterbacks, with the exception of maybe Jalen Hurts, who didn't play his rookie year until the very end.
Here's my argument with Baker versus Caleb Williams. Baker, I think, is more of a winner, especially in college. Caleb came in here in NIL and couldn't even crack the college football playoff with a team that was just, you know, swimming with money that, you know, transfers from all over the nation. Jordan Addison, Jerry Rice's son, all these guys, and they couldn't even make the playoff. Like, he just kept choking every single year.
I don't think Jerry Rice's son was a transfer. I don't think Brendan Rice is a transfer, but okay.
Okay, well,
Brendan Rice transferred in. Well, yeah, but Trent, are you forgetting that Caleb Williams just won a bunch of games? Like, he took over for Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma and then won? He literally won.
I know.
The guy was not like a big recruit either, right? Like, I'm pretty sure he was kind of a fly under the radar guy coming out of high school.
NIL, with the NIL, his team should have dominated. With how much those USC guys are getting paid and all the stuff, like, they can't get it done.
He did dominate offensively. His defense sucked at USC. That's not his fault. His coaches should have spent more money on defense.
Baker's defenses were not great when he was Oklahoma, and they found a way to get into the playoff. You think the Pac-12 was – maybe the Pac-12 was better this year than the Big 12 was when Baker was there. But, you know, the past 2 years, like, they have just found ways to keep choking over there. And hey, you know, the quarterback takes the most blame. Maybe it's not his fault, but the quarterback always takes the most blame on this stuff.
I'm just saying – it really depends on what you're looking for coming out of it. Like, are you expecting another year where you're just going to be mid, or are you looking to come in and win the first year that you have a new guy coming on? Does that make sense?
Okay. Hold on. I need to clarify something. I Caleb Williams was a top rated prospect in this class.
I kind of thought he was, but
like, he was playing behind Spencer Rattler, who is horrible. So
he
like,
was,
that
he was a top rated guy too, though. Rattler was,
I know he was, I watched. Yeah. But, no, I just, he kind of came in as a true freshman, though, I guess, and kind of took the world by storm is what I, you know, he was the backup, but
they were getting killed by Texas in the Red River rivalry, and he brought them back and they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Texas should not have lost that game.
But I was trying to look at what his record was, and he was 11-3 his first year at USC. That was probably their best year.
Yeah. So they weren't even like a sniff from the playoff with him in the Pac-12 that, you know, people.
Their defense was really bad this year, though.
Yeah. And, you know, they, I think that a struggling offensive line, too. We got a bunch of USC people listening to this pod who are probably crying right now and they've turned it off. But we do need to get into some free agency previews, guys. And we're going to start off with quarterback free agents. Quarterbacks that we have that are free agents this year. I have it in the show notes, guys, if you want to check that out. Like, another one we can talk about is Kirk Cousins. What do you think happens with Kirk Cousins? Is he staying in Minnesota? You know, where does this guy go? Seth, what do you think, big guy?
I think yes. They want to keep Justin Jefferson happy. He's obviously, like, probably one of the best players. Like, I think this is his, like, contract season this next year. So it's like he is going to be, if the Vikings mess up and he wants out, like, you can't be willing to give up that player. Like, people will be paying a ton of money for Justin Jefferson. He hits a free agency. If you're the Vikings, you do anything to keep that guy happy. And I think to keep him happy, he wants to have Cousins around. One, because he throws on the ball a ton. And two, I bet you they're good friends and they think they can win together. So I think they keep Cousins. I think maybe it's a, you know, 2 year contract, something like that. That's what I think for sure.
Jefferson said he wants record breaking money, I believe is what he said earlier this week. Has Jefferson said, like, hey, it has to be Kirk Cousins? Has any of that been mentioned, like, stuff like that. Has anyone heard anything like that?
I don't think it has to be necessarily Cousins. I think he just wants a guy who's going to throw him the ball a lot, and Cousins does that already.
Yeah, and there's no chance, I think, that he goes and joins, Burrow and the Bengals. You know, we talked about that, but I don't think that's going to happen with how the money he's won.
I don't think so. I don't like, and I don't imagine the Vikings wanting to get someone like Baker either, because I don't think Baker gets the ball to Jefferson as much or as well to Cousins. But who knows? Maybe Baker just becomes a gunslinger. But I mean, we didn't see that really at the Bucks. But, I mean, even hit a good year. But
Seth, I think you got your blinker going off again there.
Could they franchise tag him?
Cousins? No. I don't think so.
They can't.
Have they done it twice, Jordan?
No. Hold on. Let me.
They have someone else, maybe?
They just can't.
I think they've done it to him like a certain amount of times in a row. Like, I don't think you can just keep doing it forever. It just says
that he can't be franchise tagged this offseason. That's all it says.
Okay. I wasn't sure about that.
Circle of life. He ends up back in Washington.
Yeah, it sounds like they are trying. They've been talking, but they're not going to give him a guaranteed contract, and so we'll see. Sounds like Cousins is a little bit not sure if he's going back or not.
Mm-hmm. So teams that need a quarterback, like if Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons, I think that'd be fun to watch. I think that'd be.
Or were they a top five offense in the league, Trent?
I think so. I think they could be. You have a totally different coach. You know, I'm not ready to give up on Kyle Pitts yet, as much as I should and probably want to. Does anyone else want to give up on Kyle Pitts? Is he just done? You know, like
he has less touchdown catches than Jimmy Graham since 2021. Just a stat for you.
I just can't wait for Trent to double down, man. Double down on the Falcons offense.
Depending who the quarterback is, I am ready to double down, guys. I am ready to be
ready. To be
Trent was all in with Desmond Ridder. He might lose his mind if he gets Kirk Cousins. Like, the guy's not going to be able to contain himself.
Absolutely. I'll get the same chain Kirk, you know, wears in the airplane if that happens.
Let me say this. What if Cousins goes to a place like the Raiders? Could he get that place under control? Like, what do you think he could do there at the Raiders?
I think he could.
Do you think you would get along with the head coach?
I think so. I think Pierce is a player's coach.
No, you know why? Good.
Why?
Because he won't give Cousins that day off. You think he gives Cousins that day off?
What day off does Cousins want?
He takes like Monday or Tuesday off.
He takes like Wednesdays off or something. Yeah, takes one day off a week.
Mike, you know Mike, what's his name? Trent's new defensive coordinator.
Zimmer.
Zimmer, yeah. Sorry, Mike Zimmer. I don't think I wonder if it would be like they're both defensive minded coaches. I wonder if they would have an issue with Cousins. Like Mike Zimmer and Cousins didn't get along. Would they get along? But I don't know. I would be kind of down to see him in a Raiders uniform. That'd be crazy. I might cheer for the Raiders again if Cousins is there.
Oh, no.
Seth, he's like a much better version than Derek Carr. I know that hurts Trent's feelings. I'm sorry, Trent. I'm sure you're going to cry in a sorrow of your own tears on your pillow.
I'm going to do my very best to power through this pod, Phil. Seth, what are you thinking about that?
No. He's not going to the Raiders, dude. No.
You would like it or wouldn't?
No, he's just not going to, guys. Come on. The Raiders don't make good decisions.
Okay.
That's a fair point.
I think they're on the up.
Maybe to the Raiders. I don't know.
I don't see Baker going to the Raiders. Does anyone else see that?
I think that makes way more sense than Kirk Cousins going to the Raiders. But
yeah.
See. Okay. Well, let's get into Baker then. Baker's the next guy we got here on our free agency list, and then most of the other quarterbacks are just, you know, kind of whatevers. But Baker Mayfield Falcons is a spot that I keep, you know, putting guys out there. Raiders, yeah, Baker, the Raiders. I could see that.
Okay. First of all, before we even talk any more quarterback, Fields is the first domino to fall. Right? It's Fields. I think so. Then it's Cousins. Then it's Baker. But also, like, would it shock you if nothing happens till after the draft? Would that shock you either? It wouldn't shock me.
Because Fields gets that traded during or before.
No, that's what I'm saying. But like, it's not gonna. None of this stuff's gonna happen until after the draft.
Yeah,
this quarterback, because there's Fields is gonna be the first domino to fall, and then it's gonna be Cousins and Baker. So that makes it tough because I don't know when the Bears make that decision on Fields. It might be draft day, but free agency is gonna happen way before draft day. So like, the quarterbacks might go in a stalemate for a while. I mean, unless the Vikings just decide they want to re-sign Cousins, right? So then that could be the first
one.
Yeah,
that would fix it. Yeah. I think Fields is going to get traded around the draft. This draft is going to be a lot of fun, especially if Fields, if the Bears wait till like the day of. I'm planning to release this the day after that week. We'll take it off maybe that week and just release the day after the draft. I think that'd be a lot of fun to do. But I don't know.
But what I'm saying is we could be in a stalemate for a long time. Like quarterback movement might be zero for a while.
Well, don't some of them have to move or else it'll be locked in money?
Ooh. They'll just release them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So I thought Baker, there was a couple situations where it was not Fields, but a couple other situations.
Yeah. Baker could I have Falcons, Raiders, all the best Raiders quarterbacks are journeyman guys, right? Like I think the only good quarterback they have actually drafted maybe was Stabler. I believe Stabler is the only quarterback they drafted. Like Rich Gannon, they got from the Chiefs. I think Jim Plunkett, they got from the Patriots. They don't have history of like drafting good guys, but they've had good quarterbacks. They kind of do good with like other teams' leftovers. I like Baker to the Raiders. I think that'd be fun. Him with Devontae, stuff like that. Any other places, wild cards that you could see Baker going? I thought the Steelers, it seems like the Steelers are more interested in Russell Wilson than Baker Mayfield, which like, do you agree with that, Jordan? Like, I think I know I'm biased and I know you're like anti-Russ, but like, where would you rank those two compared to each other? Like you're Baker right?
Baker, easy. Yeah.
Last offseason, you maybe would have had him in the same boat though.
No.
Oh, you would have been Baker still?
Yes.
Wow. I believe, maybe not. Like last year, you were thinking like Baker might not play ever again. Remember, he did that podcast.
Yeah, but I've also have said that Russell Wilson should have quit like 4 years ago. So like,
yeah, his house is for sale in Denver. I'm surprised Phil didn't bring that up and like give us a full Zillow virtual tour on this pod. Like
I thought Phil was gonna do that. Did you know the Steelers don't have a first round draft pick this year? I didn't realize that.
I believe it's the Steelers and I thought it was just the Panthers and the Browns. The Steelers don't have a. I think the Steelers have a first round draft pick.
I
think they have the 20th. 20th. Am I right?
Yeah, you are overall? Right. My bad. So they have one. They have one pick in the first round. That's my bad. I don't know.
So they're about the same as everyone else in the first round.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what they. I think that what I'm saying is I think Russ could go before the draft. Just answering Jordan's question.
That wouldn't surprise me. I just don't know if Pickett's the guy there. Other quarterbacks, notable quarterbacks, Sam Darnold is a free agent. We're kind of a Darnold pod, you know, just bringing that up. I have a feeling he'll try to probably re-sign in San Francisco. Jacoby Brissett, you know, like that's a guy that, you know, watch wherever he goes because he's probably going to end up starting a couple of games there because that's just how Jacoby Brissett works out. Gardner Minshew, we're also a Minshew pod. I'm curious to see where he goes. Colts probably need to keep a guy in there that knows the offense, you know, until Richardson, like they know, like this guy's not going to, you know.
Yeah, he's staying there.
Try to be Mike Allstott every play. And then Flacco. Where's Flacco end up? Like that's an
Raiders.
Interesting one. Comeback player.
Raiders. Would be legit.
Does he even want to play football anymore?
I don't know. Like he might be one of those guys that like wants to play, but with the year he had, I think he does, but I could see him also being like, I don't really want to do training camp.
You know what I mean?
That's like all those guys would love to miss that. But yeah, he is a free agent. Flacco to the Raiders would be a lot of fun, Phil, potentially, if he can play a whole season.
Dude, it'd be awesome if he goes to the Raiders, man. That would be in. They got rid of Jimmy G, right? So they don't have a veteran there. Jimmy G was using PEDs, I believe, right? Performance enhancing drugs. Was he not?
We should have talked about that. Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy G's taking performance enhancing drugs. You know, that's kind of interesting.
And I don't know what performance enhancing drugs he was using, because he was, and maybe that was some of the reasons he caused some. Was it like recovery stuff? Did we know? We needed to have someone on the ground reporting that.
I'm surprised Jordan doesn't know. He kind of liked Jimmy G for a while. They have like the same haircut, I think. So
that's actually kind of true.
I just noticed that for the first time. That's a compliment, Jordan. Yeah. Peds, and I don't know where to go from it on that though. Like, is this so? Whoever signs Jimmy, did the Raiders cut Jimmy G? Like, has that been official yet? Like, whoever
they're going to cut him,
but yeah, and then wherever he signs, he has to miss four games. So it's kind of like,
I think it's just two, isn't it?
Two games.
He has to miss two games, but so you're going to sign this guy knowing he's not playing his first two games. I think that's enough with the running backs. Let's throw this over to quarterbacks. Let's throw this over to the wide receivers, which is probably, you know, the best thing we got here with free agents. There's a lot of good quarterbacks here. Starting this thing off with Calvin Ridley, Jordan. Like, I know you're a Ridley guy, but the Jaguars, they have to give their second pick to the Falcons if they keep him, right?
Yeah, it's something like that.
That seems expensive. Like, I don't know if they want to pay him and give up a second round pick.
Yeah, I think there's ways they could do it without doing that. Like, there's the way around it to where if they were just to not re-sign him to an extension or re-sign him, they let him get into free agency and then sign him to a deal is, I think, a way they could get around doing that. But then you risk him getting more money somewhere else. Yes, of testing the open market. But if they re-sign him to an extension without him hitting free agency, they owe the Falcons a whatever draft pick, second or third round draft pick. So,
yeah,
there's a workaround, but it's a little bit risky. And I don't know how. I mean, Calvin Ridley, I think, was good last year. I think they liked Calvin Ridley. I don't know if they liked him that much. And there's other good receivers on the market too, which makes it a little bit trickier. So,
yeah. Like, let's go to another wide receiver, Jordan. Who would you rather have in the Jaguars? Would you rather have Mike Evans or Calvin Ridley?
Probably Mike Evans.
Yeah,
but Evans is going to be a lot more expensive than Calvin Ridley, though.
That's true, but I think Mike Evans is a guarantee. I think he's almost a lock for 1,000 yards and 10 TDs. So he's probably worth the money, right? Seth, what are you thinking on Ridley or Mike Evans, Seth? Where are you leaning here?
I don't know if it's maybe worth they take another shot with Ridley this year, but then again, I'm not sure. I feel like it's so iffy, and maybe you just go with the cheaper option. I mean, I don't even know what the Jaguars cap space looks like. Obviously, we know Mike Evans is going to be expensive, right? So, well, I mean, not necessarily really expensive, but expensive in terms of, like, compared to Calvin Ridley. So I think you would rather want Mike Evans, but I guess it kind of depends on if they want to spend the money or not, right? Because you can get Calvin Ridley for pretty cheap, I think.
The reason Ridley's expensive is just because of that second round pick. That's with a draft that has receivers as deep as this one. Do you want to sacrifice getting a good receiver maybe in the second round or sign Calvin Ridley is kind of what it comes down to for me, is what I think, Jordan. And that's, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, it depends. What, Jordan?
The Jaguars also have to re-sign Josh Allen. So, like, that's, I think, priority number one. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he is going to, or they're going to franchise him, but, like, he's priority number one for the Jaguars. And so if they're not going to go out of their way to re-sign Ridley or any receiver without getting Josh Allen taken care of first.
Yeah. And looking at, you know, Jaguars' biggest needs here on NFL.com, they have edge, offensive guard, defensive tackle, wide receiver, offensive tackle. So I don't like, I Ridley maybe like I think they could maybe draft a guy that maybe could be similar, or I don't know. Like I'm not sure about that one. Other ones I got here on this list of wide receivers, Darnell Mooney. That's an interesting one. Like I could see him. I could see Darnell Mooney going to the Chiefs. I just feel like that's the kind of guy that they kind of target in the offseason and hope that they can make him, you know, he's shown some, you know, spurts of being pretty good. You think they're going to pay Evan Jordan? No. I don't see them paying.
They're going to go. Why not?
I just don't think they will. Like they don't ever pay any of these wide receivers. Like we thought, you thought they'd pay Julio too, but
you think Julio,
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre. Yeah, sorry. But like, do you think Evans would take less to go play with the Chiefs?
That's what I'm not sure about. Is he ring chasing or is he going after the bread? That's what I don't know about Mike Evans.
Yeah, it's the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins. We didn't know. And then once we found out he was going after the bread, it's like, well, he's not going to KC. I don't think the Mooney thing makes sense in Kansas City. They have a bunch of guys like that already.
I could just see them bringing another guy in there that he seems like that type of like Mecole Hardman type wide receiver, like, or he seems like that type of guy. It seems like they always just bring in these like ragtag wide receivers, and Darnell Mooney is like the type of guy I could see them bringing in. It is one of them. Like I could see them bringing a couple. I don't know. That's just me kind of shooting from the hip.
And the Bucks, Mike Evans and Baker are going to make up at least $14 million of dead money with their void contract. So I wonder if they're just like, hey, we have them, we're paying them. Let's just make a run at keeping them.
Yeah. If Mike Evans leaves Tampa Bay, I think Baker might be out. I feel like Baker's kind of loyal and he's happy that he got that job, but they lost his OC. And if he loses Mike Evans, where I also like, they have to figure that out, because if you lose Baker, I think Mike Evans might not come back. If you lose Mike Evans, Baker might not come back. Like, I think it's really one of those things where it's like you lose one of them, you're going to lose both of them. And then it's like, what do we do with Rashad White? You know, if you don't have either of those guys, is his volume just skyrocketing anymore? Or is he just a one hit wonder, Jordan?
Who are we talking about? I was looking at other
stuff. Rashad White. If Baker and Mike Evans are gone, like what's your value on Rashad White?
And his OC's gone too in Carolina. OC, so that's hard. Probably like less, I would assume.
Yeah, like he goes to a guy that like you're happy you got in a dynasty league maybe last year, to a guy that you're like, can I trade this guy for a third round pick? You know what I'm saying? Like the volume will be there, but is it going to be good volume? I don't know. Just, you know, kind of keeping it going. Michael Pittman Jr. I think he stays with the Colts, right? You don't think he tests the marketplace? And
no, there's a lot of rumors that he's leaving.
Okay. That he's going to leave.
I've seen that. Like it'd be a hard time. They don't really think he's coming back, but
he was one I saw on a franchise tag list, potentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Trent, are you just saving the best receiver for last, or what are we doing here?
What am I looking for? Are you talking about Josh Reynolds or what?
No, T. Higgins. He's a free agent.
I just was going through. I was just kind of, you know, rapid fire going through
Higgins
there.
Higgins and Boyd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Higgins, T. Higgins, like, that's the number one wide receiver free agent is T. Higgins.
You like him? Like, yeah, because he's got more tread on the tires than Evans.
You mean less tread on the tires?
No, more tread. More tread is more, better. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I understand what you mean now. He's 25 years old.
Jordan hasn't changed his tires. He's like, I'm just trying to get more tread going. I don't know what the deal is.
No, I misunderstood. Anyways, Pittman's 27.
It was a bad joke on my side. My apologies.
Higgins, 25. Like, I think Higgins is I think he's the guy. Like, but I could also see the Bengals just re-signing him. And he's gonna command a lot of money. But he's gonna command a ton of money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They gotta figure stuff out there, because it's like Would you rather pay Ja'Marr Chase in a couple years, or would you rather pay, you know, and you got to pay Joe Burrow too. Like, I think Burrow and Chase are kind of inseparable. So it's kind of like, can you keep Higgins and Chase? Or it's like, hey, you got Joe Burrow. Let's just draft another wide receiver in the first round or the second round. Because the Bengals this year have pick in the first round. Bengals have pick 18, they might be able to get a decent wide receiver there, like Bowers or something at 18. I don't know. So that's where it's like you can maybe get a cheaper guy there and save some money for Burrow later, because Burrow's not even on that list you were talking about. But like places that could use Higgins, you think the New York Giants go out and get any of these wide receivers? You think guys are just like, I'm not going to New York, you know? I could see Higgins, you know, going to Jacksonville, Jordan. Like, would you rather have Higgins or would you rather have Calvin Ridley?
So just now sounds like there's rumors that they're going to likely that the Bengals are going to tag T. Higgins.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I said that, right?
Yeah, you did.
You said, no, you're talking about Pittman.
Pittman, yeah. I saw that Higgins was a pretty high possibility on that same article, too. Are you looking at the one on ESPN, Jordan?
No.
All right.
He's on a Ask Jeeves. What about Gabe Davis? That's not a big deal. Noah Brown. Texans have a lot of cap space. You think they pay Noah Brown, or you think, like, I would love it if Mike Evans went to the Texans and, you know, maybe they let Noah Brown walk, or they might be able to keep both. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or Pittman or Higgins
or Pittman, any
of those guys.
Like, I think they could do some damage over there in Houston. Houston has a lot of cap space. I believe they have the most.
A three wide receiver set of like Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and one of those guys is pretty nasty. That's a pretty good
wide receiver. That'd be pretty crazy.
I'm curious to see what the Texans are going to do something this offseason. So teams with most cap space are the Washington Commanders, Tennessee Titans, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots, and Cincinnati Bengals. Teams with least cap space: Saints, Dolphins, Bills, Chargers, Broncos. So just so you guys got that in there. So the Bengals do have cap space to do that. I think they're saving that cap space for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, though, is what I think they're doing. So I think that's going to eat it up right there.
That would make
sense. Next on our free agent list, Hollywood Brown, that's honestly a guy I could see going to the Chiefs also, Jordan. I think they could maybe get something that I know Kyler Murray's his boy. So maybe he stays there in Arizona. Maybe they don't want him, though. Like, he's a guy I think that'd be a good Mahomes fit, Jordan.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, a little bit of a burner there.
Only 26 years old.
Yeah.
Feels older than that.
I think that's a pretty good spot there is for him. Or even like Baker goes to the Raiders and Marquise wants to, you know, reunite with Baker in Vegas. You got Devontae. Well, Jacoby Myers had a pretty good year for the Raiders too. They probably don't need. Is Hunter Renfrow a free agent? What's going on with that? Or he's in a terrible contract with the Raiders, huh? I think they have to keep him.
I have no idea.
He's a guy that I thought would be on this list. No, but they re-signed him for a ton of money, remember? And he did like
Jordan. Jordan, you're telling me you are not looking at Hunter Renfrow's contract this offseason to see what
I'm not. Wow. I know. It's
are you kidding me right now? Are you a casual? What is this? Seth, I think Juju Smith-Schuster's contract's coming up too, Trent. We're not talking about that. Why are we talking about Hunter Renfrow? Are you kidding me?
Phil, sorry. Seth, you're in the Raider, you know, black hole group text. What are they saying about Hunter Renfrow?
Absolutely nothing. No one talks about him.
I'm pretty sure you have a friend that has his jersey.
Yeah, but Trent, no one talks about him. He doesn't wear his jersey anymore.
This guy makes he's gonna make $11 million next year
doing nothing.
Crazy contract. Wild.
It's because he had that one crazy season, right? He had like over 100 receptions and they paid him because he was like the only receiver on the team,
and Carr was just locking in on him. Like, basically Kamara took that role when he
they can
Carr at the Saints.
They can get out of his deal, though, it looks like. But it's a $13 million cap hit no matter what. So
yeah, that's a bad deal.
They're kind of screwed either way. There's a way that he can opt out. Like, they can opt, Interesting.
Other wide receivers you want to talk on this list? Curtis Samuel, that's kind of boring. We touched on kind of all of them. Noah Brown, you think Noah Brown goes for the bag at the Texans, or you think he's just like cool with it?
No, he'll go for the bag. A guy like him has to go for the bag, right?
He has to go for the bag. You got to chase the bread.
Yeah.
All right. Next on my list here, I got running backs. Running backs on.
Are there any running backs?
There is some running backs, yes. Jordan. We got Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, and Tony Pollard. That's a decent little lineup of running backs right there. Where do we think Saquon goes? I put this out on Twitter. Guys were saying, guys are wild on Twitter. You know, I asked where Justin Fields goes, and a lot of guys said they'll be lucky if he can buy a Madden game next season. Like, you know, you get everything out there, man. It is amazing. Or X, I guess, is what it's called. Saquon Barkley, though, I wouldn't mind Saquon going to the Texans. They got cap space there. Maybe Saquon's a little washed up, but I think he could go there and be pretty good with that team. He kind of can do everything, and it'd finally be somewhere where he's not the focal point. Give him a good young quarterback, not just a young quarterback. I don't know what else, you know, what you think of these guys.
I mean, running backs are so hard, Trent. Like, it's so hard because you never know. It's all about like this person ranks Derrick Henry over Saquon Barkley in the free agent. Interesting. I would not sign Derrick Henry to a 10-foot pole. But like, I just think running backs are hard because you don't know if teams value them. They want more money than what they're probably going to get. And it's just like, it's like every team has a running back. So like, some of these guys are going to end up being committee guys. Derrick Henry's going to go somewhere and be in a committee. Josh Jacobs is going to go somewhere and be in a committee. Like, I don't know.
Josh Jacobs is still pretty young. He's only 26 at the moment. So Jacobs, like, he still, I think, has his, you know, a couple good years left in him. I wouldn't mind the Cowboys getting Josh Jacobs and letting Pollard walk. I would like Josh Jacobs more than Pollard. I think he fits the play style a bit more. When you need a yard, I think Jacobs can get it. Another place I could see Josh Jacobs going to the Chargers. I think he's kind of a Harbaugh type running back where they can just pound the rock with Josh Jacobs. Eckler's a guy I think is going to end up being a committee guy where he goes to like, I could see Eckler going to like the Vikings with like whoever they have there or something. Like, I don't think this is a great running back draft. Am I right? So these guys do have a little bit more value maybe than running backs do in the offseason. Or
what about, what about Saquon to the Chargers, Trent?
I could see that too. That wouldn't be bad. They don't have a. I would like Saquon to go to the Bengals, cut Joe Mixon and get Saquon there. I think that's a pretty good fit. I think they save a decent amount of cap space getting rid of Mixon too.
Also, isn't there just a decent chance the Chargers just draft Blake Corum?
You don't think that they might just get like Josh Jacobs and draft Blake Corum, like just have both of them?
No, I'm just like saying they might. There's probably a decent chance the Chargers draft Blake Corum, right? Like,
yeah, no, I think so. But the problem with Saquon is I think he's going for the bag because he didn't get paid this last year. I don't think has he ever gotten paid, but like, has he played a full season either?
Well, you got the franchise tag, so that always pays. You got
the franchise tag, yeah. Zeke, I feel like Zeke might be a guy that signs late. What about DeAndre Swift? You guys like absolutely this. We almost changed our team to the Swift dudes. You guys loved him so much last season. Where do you guys got Swift going? Seth, what do you think? You know?
I don't really, I want to think the Eagles just keep him. I don't really. That's what I think. I think the Eagles just keep him. I don't think the Eagles are gonna draft anybody. I think they just end up keeping him. Is what I think.
I wouldn't mind like someone like It's so easy to like go to your own team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't mind Dallas. Like, man, but like a free agent running back, what do you have to pay someone like DeAndre Swift to come play for you? You
know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I feel like it might be easier just for the Eagles to keep him.
Trent, I think a great fit would be like if they could get like keep Pollard and then re-sign like or sign like Derrick Henry to be like that back. But those guys are going to want way too much money, and that's the problem is that like they overvalue themselves, and so it's just really hard because they're their last position probably that's going to get signed. The receiver market's going to play itself out way before the running backs do. I don't know. Like teams are getting smarter now with running backs, and you don't have like. The Jets would always pay a bunch of money for a running back, right? They're not going to do that anymore. Like in some of these teams that I've, because who do you say has cap space? You said,
I said Bengals, and I said Houston? Commanders, Titans, Bears, Houston? Patriots.
Not Houston. None of those teams are just going to. Now, I guess the Bears could give out money for a running back.
Yeah, you think. But depending who, they might do it. They might like go get a Saquon or something. Like,
It's going to be interesting to see. The Patriots won't. The Patriots might now without Bill Belichick. They might.
I think Titans are going wide receiver heavy. I think for Levis, and they'll probably just draft a guy running back or something. They have a young running back right now. So
someone is probably going to end up in Carolina. It's going to be terrible for them.
But I like Canales there, though, Phil. That's the only reason it might not be terrible. Is Canales might be okay.
Get rid of Chuba. Get rid of, is it not? Yeah. Definitely not Tolbert. That guy was years ago. Who is it there in?
Miles Sanders.
Tolbert was like 10 years ago. Tolbert was the man.
Maybe more than 10 years ago, Phil.
Tolbert was the worst because he just vultured the touchdowns for no reason.
That's why he was awesome. And he had my body type. He was like 5'6", 220.
Man, you're pretty fat.
That is your body type. I'm glad we finally got your real height and weight on this pod.
I need to get a Tolbert jersey.
Get a Tolbert jersey. You could probably get a Tolbert jersey easier than you could get Thomas Rawls, honestly. Probably.
There's absolutely no way I'm 220. Let's look at Tolbert's
I don't think Tolbert was 220 either. But
let's see here. Tolbert was 5'9", 243. There's no way he was 5'9", and there's definitely a way he was 243.
No, there's a way he's 250. They always, go lower on that stuff.
Dude, I can't believe you said Tolbert wasn't 220. Tolbert was huge. He ridiculously.
Know what? I could see Austin Eckler going to like the Miami Dolphins and just making like the A-chain stuff just miserable. Like him just being like McDaniels, like, oh, yeah, we can scheme with this guy. I don't know what their cap space is and stuff like that in Miami, but I just feel like McDaniels is one of those guys that, like, will take as many running backs as he can. Other teams that kind of need a running back. Could you see Eckler going to the Eagles? I feel like the Eagles sign a free agent running back every single year, and it's always like a different one, right? Like, Eckler might be decent at the Texans. You know, just a dump down running back. Maybe he's just done. I don't know.
It's running backs are hard, Trent. I don't know.
They're really hard. I agree.
You guys need to look at some of these Mike Tolbert images.
When did he play for the Chargers? I don't remember him on the Chargers.
I think 2012, 2013, maybe.
It was after the Panthers, right?
Panthers.
We can get you a Chargers jersey for real cheap. A Mike Tolbert Charger jersey.
How much is it?
15 or best offer for a large? Can you fit in a large?
Let's try to.
Absolutely. If it's a Mike Tolbert large, absolutely I can fit into it.
Jordan, offer that thing like $8.
If you give me a Mike Tolbert Chargers jersey, Jordan, I will absolutely love you forever.
That might not be worth it, Jordan.
Jordan let me borrow his shoes that I need to give back. He's going to buy me a Mike Tolbert jersey. Here's the deal. If it's $15, I'll Venmo you $7. So we technically go halvers and just rep that. And those are the old ugly Chargers jersey. Those like dark blue and yellow ones that I hate.
No, it's a normal blue.
Okay.
The Tolbert jerseys belong on this pod, guys. Like they serve a place here. Like,
well, here's the thing.
Tolbert is definitely putting Mike Tolbert on this pod if we try.
And Tolbert is definitely putting nacho cheese on a bacon wrapped hot dog. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, I'm going to slide into Tolbert's DMs and see if we can get him on the pod. That's our goal. I will tweet it out. Everybody just hound the guy down. Like, I bet we can get Tolbert on.
That'd be pretty sweet.
He now has like a boxing gym, or maybe he did.
We'll say that Phil said he could beat him in a boxing match, and then he'll for sure come on.
And I will absolutely deny that.
What about Le'Veon Bell? Did you see him on Instagram acting like he might do something with the Steelers again? Is this like fake news? Or like, tell me someone else saw the Le'Veon Bell to the Pittsburgh Steelers chatter.
Can I just say one more thing? Imagine being 5'9", 243, and running a 4.7. That is just insane to me. We can get off the Tolbert talk, but that's just nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. running backs, like you said, that's tough. Wide receivers is probably my favorite one. And you want to do one tougher, Jordan? I got tight ends. Sure.
Oh boy.
Tight ends. And this free agency preview, guys, I did a bad job here. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I'll be the first one to raise my hand. If you like simple, fast, fun, then Underdog Sports is for you, where you can pick them, watch them, and win them. Choose higher, lower, or 2 to 5 of your favorite player stats. The more you pick, the more you can win. Get 5 picks right and 20 times your money. It is built for the fans, and win your money that same day. Pick them, draft on your home turf. Baseball, best ball is around the corner, guys. Head over to Underdog Sports. Promo code DUDES. Match you up to $100, guys. So go check that out. Our free agency preview was brought to you by them. A little late on the promo. Sorry to our rep, Jordan, over at Underdog. So no worries. And then tight ends. This is a tough one.
How many is there?
I have 14.
14 tight ends. I'm not.
Only Parkinson one of them.
How are you not looking at this sheet, Jordan?
There's a show doc.
Yeah, my tab got closed, so I got to like pull everything up.
Yeah, you have like 95 opened. I forgot.
My tab got closed.
No, like the one I had to. I had like a podcast, like not even
basically
tab,
it got closed like 2 weeks ago is what he's saying.
Yeah,
you got closed somehow.
It got closed somehow.
Yeah, usually you hit the X is how I close them.
It's not. Except, no, it was like a force quit because like my computer restarted or something.
Seth, what do you have to say about his tabs miraculously closing? Like, this is worse. Well,
Jordan has like 90 tabs open, so they don't just miraculously close.
No, I had a separate
maybe
one.
Maybe after 100, they just start deleting on their own. I don't know.
Had a separate window. There were two separate windows,
To the window, to the wall. Tight ends is what we got right here.
Okay, I'm looking at the sheet. I don't care about any of them, Trent. I'm looking at the sheet right now.
You don't care about Hunter Henry? Hunter Henry had a solid year this past year.
No, Trent low-key cares way too much about Hunter Henry. Have you guys noticed that? Yeah. He always brings up
And Schultz.
I love Dalton Schultz. Like, I might get a Dalton Schultz Cowboys jersey because that's probably cheap.
Why is Fant on here? Fant sucked. Like, Fant hasn't been good in years, ever, maybe
Fant
ever.
Plays for the Seahawks. I don't know if you know this, but this is like a low-key Seahawks pod, so Phil like begged me to put Fant on.
Why
here.
Do you?
That's fake news. He had some decent catches, though. He had a couple good grabs, made a couple good blocks downfield.
Phil claims that Jimmy Grant or that Greg Olson's best years were in Seattle. So that's
a nightmare.
At least you didn't put Gerald Everett on there.
I didn't do it.
And Phil really would have went crazy if you
talk about 20 minutes of pure nonsense. People would rather me make noises with my armpit than hear Phil talk about Gerald Everett.
Well, the way that Jordan loves Parham is equally as annoying as the way I love Gerald Everett.
I would say that to make you mad because I know you love Gerald Everett so much.
People like Gerald Everett. You're like the only person I think in the NFL reporting world that doesn't like Gerald Everett.
He's an XFL legend, or I think XFL. Donald Barham, maybe USFL legend. I can't remember which one.
So, hey, Henry was like tight end three for a decent amount of the season this past year. He's not a terrible guy if he goes to the right spot. Like Dalton Schultz, I think he's going to re-sign with the Texans.
Yeah, he should re-sign with the Texans. Is what I was going to say.
And then and they have the space, I think, to do it. Henry maybe goes to. I have no idea even how to throw this stuff around. Like maybe Henry goes to the Jaguars. I don't know, Jordan. Like
no, they have Evan Ingram. They're not gonna.
I forgot. Mm. Yeah, my bad.
We get to the offseason and Trent forgets about basically half the NFL roster, which is just and then we'll pull up Hunter Henry. Like Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro.
He just reverts to back to like, man, if the Cowboys sign them or Jordan, maybe the Jaguars sign them, or Seth, what do you think about the Seahawks signing them? Like,
I hope you guys. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's forget that Phil talked about Mike Tolbert for 15 minutes on this pod. You know, and went down and looked up all of his stuff. I'm surprised Phil didn't find out his address and social security while he was at it. Like, man, that was creepy, man. I'm going to take all that out. Like, come on, man. I don't think we need to talk about tight ends.
Tolbert is a legend.
No.
Let's get into deep.
But kickers, guys. Trent, we can talk about kickers.
Give me your favorite kicker, Jordan. What do you got here? I did not.
No, I did not look up kickers. I was being dumb.
Yeah. Phil just DM'd me and said, hey, what about punters? I'm not doing that either. So I'm sorry for all
the punters out there right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Phil wants to have a pod just when we talk about long snappers for 45 minutes. That sounds like a nightmare. But he's not going to deny that. He's going to be like, no, that's actually a good idea right now. Probably
there's pods out there. There's pods out there that are covering that, and they're probably getting way more listens than us. If you guys would just listen to me for once in your life, we'd be famous.
It makes me mad that you might be right there. But what also makes me mad is guys don't always know how to celebrate their wins and losses, Phil. And to celebrate your wins and losses properly, you need trophies, rings, and bling. Celebrate in style. Head over to trophysmack.com/dudes for 15% off your whole entire order. Go get that new Patrick Mahomes bust and all that other stuff. I'm hoping they make some other busts of that also. Like, why not do a Brady or whatever? Like, why do they not have a Travis Kelce bust? Like, head over to trophysmack.com/dudes, 15% off. Take your fantasy football league up a notch. Divas of the Week brought to you by Trophy Smack. We're going to give us a follow on socials at TFF Dudes on X and on Instagram. Remember, like, subscribe, don't be rude, share the dudes. Divas of the Week. You know, I don't know what you guys have thought about all of this. You know, like, we've gone through this whole pod and I got a decent list here of stuff I always have ready, you know, locked and loaded. You want me to go first? You want me to
go first, Phil.
Be my guest.
This is every once in a while there's someone on this show that is a ultimate diva, and I think Jordan might bandwagon on this one with me. It's people who run late and then blame the people who are on time for being too slow to get out the door or being too slow to start something, whatever it may be. Trent texts the group, "Hey, you guys ready to podcast at 8:30?" I said,
"Hey, you guys ready to podcast?" That is the dumbest thing I could ever say.
Jordan, can you back anything?
I'm not like, "Hey guys, you ready to podcast?"
I'm just
make us sound like a bunch of dweebs, Phil.
Sorry, I made you sound smart. I made you sound smart. You should probably take that as a compliment. Anyhow, he says, "You guys ready to podcast at 8:30?" I say, "Give me a couple minutes. I'm putting my kids down to sleep." Jordan said, "I can go whenever." Seth says, "I'm turning on the computer." I get on. I think it's like 8:40. Jordan gets on. Seth is on. Trent says, "I'm going to go turn on my computer." A good 15 to 20 minutes goes by, and we are very much in depth on a good conversation about UFC fights. Trent, annoyed as all possible, goes, "Hey guys, you know what? I'm going to start the podcast. We really need to stop talking about this stuff." It's like,
again, whoa. I did not say podcast.
Dude, and it's kind of like one of those situations where you're just waiting for someone at the door and then they're taking way too long. And then you end up, you know, having to use a restroom or something and wash your hands. And then they're sitting in the car, like calling you wondering why, what took you so long to get back outside. And it's like, those are the types of people that really just grind my gears. And I hate to even say that I feel triggered by Trent doing that, but I have definitely been, that definitely triggered me, I would say. And so Trent, like, you are a major diva for getting on this podcast 30 to 45 minutes later than when you intended for the podcast to start.
45 minutes later.
And being upset about us for having just a casual, for having a casual conversation, yet I say maybe even warming up our vocals for the show that was about to begin, and you come in here just thinking you're the boss. I don't know if you know this. We all, you know, we all carry the torch on this podcast. I don't think you have to instruct any of us. You know, Jordan, would you get my back on that?
If I didn't step in, you guys would still be talking about girls UFC fighters right now, and I just like could care less.
No. We were talking about the fool. We were talking
about donuts. I don't care, but like
we were talking about the full UFC 298 card, and you were getting you were getting aggro. Yeah, because you were 45 minutes late, and so you are the diva. And
the fact that you talked about you 45 minutes shocks me. That absolutely shocks me.
And I, who knows,
45 minutes.
Maybe you were putting on, maybe you were putting your final touches on that ad read that took you 45 minutes to also read. And then I will say that was a good ad read. I was just shocked by how out of breath you were.
Seth, what do you have to say here? You know,
honestly, I'm not surprised, but Trent, I'll back you up. I'm doubling down on my diva. If you doubled down with Phil and you backed him up about this stinking hot dog with nacho cheese, you're a diva, okay?
No.
Be a man and eat a hot dog like a real man, okay? And don't put kids' toppings on your hot dog and eat it, okay?
Lots of people would say ketchup is a kid's topping.
It's a kid's topping.
People would say ketchup is a kid's topping, though, Seth. There are people who say that.
No, not true.
I think I need to have all you jokers over as much as that, you know, that probably lowers the property value of my house, and have, you know, some nacho cheese and hot dogs and watch Seth and Jordan eat that. Jordan's acting like a nacho cheese on your hot dog is worse than the hot chip challenge. Like, he would rather do the hot chip than put nacho cheese on his hot dog. I'm kind of in the camp. I didn't see it, so I didn't think about doing it, but like, I probably would just do it if I, you know, like usually if someone would have said, hey guys, there's nacho cheese for the hot dogs, I would have put it on my hot dog, but I just didn't think about, you know, going outside of the box that much, unfortunately.
That's because the nacho cheese wasn't there for the hot dogs.
But multiple people at the party did it.
No, who else?
Yes. I can't dox this person. There was multiple
that told me that they did it.
Multiple people, including myself.
And then there were other people, Trent, were there other people who said that, you know, that they wanted to do it? They're like, oh, that's a good idea.
Bill, Trent's dad doesn't count.
It wasn't my dad.
It wasn't his dad. It was there were multiple people at that party who had the problem was Seth, I don't know if you know this, you weren't there. Okay, so you actually, in terms of the food and the layout, you can just shut your mouth. The bacon wrapped hot dogs were right next to the nacho cheese. 1 + 1 = 2. Do I do that every time I'm approaching a hot dog situation? Absolutely not. But it, you know, it was Super Bowl Sunday, and you know what? Anything happens on Super Bowl Sunday. Bacon wrapped hot dogs with nacho cheese, that flies. And I think that you would be,
don't count on Super Bowl Sunday.
Correct. Yep. Nor does the betting money that you lose.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Chase Bank might think otherwise, but, you know, well, I think it plays. All right, Jordan, do you have a diva?
I honestly don't have a good diva today, so I'm going to...
It's okay. Guys, do your homework. Figure out ways, you know, to get these divas. I know that you guys don't live like scotch-free, perfect lives that you can just, you know, go diva-free. Like Seth probably scotch-free. Just is tired of talking about his road rage self, you know, that he's not talking about that anymore, which people love Seth's road rage.
I haven't had any episodes of it. That's why.
Okay. This is something, you know, and this might, you know, just rub people the wrong way. I'm going to go Instagram pages for
just
pets.
For what it's worth, I think you said scotch-free. And it's scot-free, just as a quick
yeah.
Scotch-free.
It's not the tape.
Scotch tape?
Although Scotch taste is kind of can be annoying.
Scotch it's Mellow. Not. Have you ever heard of Scotch Mellow, Phil? It's pretty good. Yeah. So people who have Instagram pages for their pets, that's my diva of the week.
Oh, that is a good one.
But the thing is I can't dock it too hard because some of those like do really, really good and like people make money off of them. So it's like, you know, they're using their pet and they're making, you know, they're probably getting their dog food paid for. So it's like it's a diva, but like some of these people, some of these dog pages make it big. You know, there's dog pages bigger than our pod, and that rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it. So maybe we need to get some dogs, you know, wear a dude's hat, and that might help us out. And maybe I need to send these out to, you know, some merch out to some fellow dog Instagram pages. Maybe that's what we're missing. That might take us to the next level. But yeah, social media for pets. That's my diva of the week. Love it, leave it. Doesn't matter. We're going to be gone for a week, guys, taking a week off. Sorry about that. We'll be back to, you know, prep for the draft and get ready to go full speed and keep, you know, keep the off season going. If there's some kind of emergency, you know, maybe we'll have something. But anything else you guys want to say here?
Is this the first show you've missed in like 3 years, Trent?
I have not missed a show in 3 years. Yeah. Other than like for holidays. Yeah.
You're like the Cal Ripken of podcasting, huh?
The Cal Ripken of podcasting. Yeah, I'm hoping that they start a flag football team. I'm hoping they start a flag football league named after me, you know, with the amount of effort I've put into this podcast. Wait,
Cal Ripken was the guy who had the number. Yes. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're making
me confused. There's a baseball league named after him too, Phil.
Yeah, I played in it.
Use the word played very loosely, probably, but
no, it's true. That was my first year in
no, but you athletics. Were on a championship team, Phil. Like the Yankees were pretty good back
then. We did win a natty champ. We don't a natty
champ. That was a stout lineup back in the day, but hey,
yeah, guys, I was in the lineup regularly,
batting 12th.
I think everybody on this pod won a little league championship except Seth.
Yeah, I don't think I won one.
Yeah, not surprising. Man,
Seth. Yeah.
And here he is years later, you know, bench coach.
Coaching our youth.
Bench coach for the local high school baseball team. Seed spitter. Just, you know, they have a big game coming up this week, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just make sure you don't get hit in the face again with the ball, Seth. Anyways, guys, that does it. We'll see you.
I hate you.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Remember to head over to Manscaped, Trophy Smack. And as always, guys, thanks for listening and take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.